Much of the country has had to suffer through heat waves this summer, and there have been renewed threats of power shortages. But a small group of Americans benefit from the relentless sunshine, those with solar power. Commentator Craig Childs lives in a solar cabin that he built in western Colorado.
My wife and I aren't builders or architects. We just figure things out, piecing parts together however they'll fit. Solar electricity was one of the things we pieced together. We didn't want monthly bills from the big grid, and to be honest, it feels good to turn on the lights, the computer, stereo, blender, sewing machine, ceiling fan, whatever, all straight from sunshine. In the winter, when there is not so much sunlight, we shut off the whole electrical system when we go to bed. It is a single black switch. My wife goes up to the loft and lights a couple candles. I call up, "You ready?" "Ready." I throw the switch. What a sweet feeling. So we got in the habit, flipping the switch every night of the year, freeing ourselves entirely, a sort of disconnection from the umbilicus of civilization, just for the night. But we do have our own energy crises here. We plugged in a big desktop computer, not realizing that it took nearly as much electricity as a washing machine just to keep the hard drive humming. I kept pressing the on button, and it kept shutting down until there was a distant squealing sound, followed by a mechanical pop. $100 down the drain. And we learned the hard way not to drop steel tools on the batteries. Although the blue arc of electricity through air is impressive, it is downright terrifying. Then, Christmas lights. We were sure these were some of the most efficient lights that could be bought. We tacked up strings of them, the tiny white ones, beautiful, romantic lighting. The next morning, we found our batteries drained. The bright little twinklers, we discovered, consume as much energy as a flood of vanity lights. Now, with the summer sun reaching its height, I go out to change the angle of the panels. My wife leaps from the front door, excitedly shouting numbers, 11, 14.5. The readings on our instruments tell us we've increased our electricity reception by a fourth. Neither she nor I really know anything about electricity, even though we built the system and wired our house. 14.5 what? Amps? Watts? Volts? Who cares? We've got electricity. With a couple minutes' work, we get 25% more. I hear much talk of an energy crisis as California goes black and nuclear power plants start coming online like troops heading to war. I don't mean to suggest that our lives in this cabin are a kind of paradise, but the black switch that controls our electricity is always there. I can walk over right now and click. We're free.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is The Secret Knowledge of Water.